Are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The late Congressman John Lewis helped lead hundreds of peaceful voting rights demonstrators over the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. It was 58 years ago, and state troopers and sheriff's deputies brutally beat the protesters. Well, today, President Biden went to Alabama to mark the somber occasion. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
President Biden is in Selma, Alabama, to commemorate the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, a flashpoint in the civil rights movement.
On this bridge, blood was given to help redeem the soul of America.
The president joined others in a march across the historic Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Some 140,000 homes and businesses are in the dark tonight in Kentucky. That's according to PowerOutage.us. Severe storms hit the state Friday. WKYT-TV's Helly DeVore talked to the local utility.
KU is asking people for their patience as this widespread damage cannot be fixed right away.
This is the third most significant weather event in the last 20 years. For Kentucky utilities.
And they are also seeking out-of-state assistance.
We have about 1,200 resources that are coming from neighboring states.
There is still no determinate time as to when the power will be restored.
Well, thousands of power customers in Michigan are dealing with another round of blackouts after Friday's severe weather there. Nearly 500,000 people lost power during a February ice storm, too. The COVID pandemic changed a lot, especially where we live. New census data shows that as people decided to buy homes, they left big states like New York and California. CBS's Joy Benedict takes a look at the numbers.
Many of those leaving are now calling Florida and Texas home. Kafir Cohen owns a moving company.
I would say there was growth of almost 100%.
Experts say it's a combination of high housing costs, schools, the ability to work remotely, and taxes.
United Nations countries reach a deal to protect creatures that live in international waters. Rebecca Helm teaches marine biology at Georgetown University.
This text represents the first real step in our high seas treaty, the global high seas treaty that will help protect biodiversity beyond national jurisdiction. It was a huge Herculean effort.
A sightseeing flight on Long Island, New York, ends in a deadly accident. The small single-engine plane erupted in flames when trying to make an emergency landing. One person has died. Two others are in critical condition. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Burn the ground. Max Inc. Heavy with Essential Last Crack. Two from Last Crack every week at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Heavy. That was Icicle, Bullet Train before that. Both of them off of the Uprising CD. That was released back in 2019, their latest album. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is off tonight. Had to take off early to take care of, who knows, Rocker stuff. You know, we got quite the lineup here on Max Inc. Heavy coming up in the month of March. We have some great guests. Next week, we actually have two interviews scheduled. One with Carbellion. You heard the news. They're playing at the Max Inc. Bomb Blastica on April 15th. The Faith Hills Have Eyes are going to visit Max Inc. Radio next week, too. They've got that brand new album, The Riff Elephant, and their CD release show coming up very soon as well. So next week, definitely want to tune into that. Rogue Rat, they have a brand new CD coming out. They're going to be on the show on the 25th. If you would like to be on Max Inc. Heavy, by all means, shoot us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com, maxincradio@gmail.com. Love to hear what you have going on. Send us your music. We'll get it on the air for you. Tell us where you're playing your shows. It's just that easy. Tunes on the way. We're getting a little punky this hour. We got some 4 Asper Morning, the Takeaways. We'll do the Brash Menagerie. We'll get that Rogue Rat in the playlist, too. These guys are brand new to Madison. Their new CD will be coming out shortly. It's called Turn to Stone. Looks Can Kill is the name of the band. They got a couple shows coming up, too. They'll be in Neenah, Wisconsin at Cranky Pat's on April 29th, down in Harvard, Illinois on May 6th. June 3rd, they'll be over at Milwaukee at Hempfest. And then on July 22nd, they'll be back in Madison playing Snortfest at the Crucible. Check this out. Brand new rock and roll from Madison is called Looks Can Kill, Can't Change on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What I
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dig a Hole. That's for Aspen Morning on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That's from 2013. Cash Poor Liquor Rich was the name of that album. Pretty cool stuff. Before that, to Takeaways and their latest one, End Up Here. They're going to have a show Saturday, April 29th at the Crystal Corner Bar with Flatfoot and Something to Do. That's going to be a fun show. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Full Mel Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They're a locally owned restaurant. They have great beer because they make beer right there. Really good menu. And they're going to have some live music and outdoor seating as soon as the weather gets nice. Check them out online, fullmilebeercompany.com. Also by the spaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Check their shows out. And if you're in a band, if you want to play there, dude, that's a great place to play. TheSpaceship.tv. TheSpaceship.tv. Music on the way from Rogue Rat. We'll do some Bad Ear and the Brash Menagerie. That's next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. President Biden went to Selma, Alabama today to commemorate the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Police back then beat peaceful voting rights protesters crossing the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Mr. Biden told the crowd he was in college when it happened, feeling guilty.
How could we all be up there and you going through what you went through, looking at those? I can still picture, the troopers with their batons and wands and whips.
Out-of-state utility crews are helping restore power in Kentucky after Friday's severe weather. Daniel Lowry is a utility spokesman.
They're dealing with broken poles, down wires. We have a couple thousand, at least, down wires that we've been dealing with.
UN countries sign a treaty to protect ocean life. The BBC's Moria Alderson has more.
After more than a decade of negotiations, the countries of the United Nations have agreed the first ever treaty to protect the world's oceans that lie outside national boundaries.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by suddenly. You realize you've been fed lies, so let some light in. A vision you can see as it falls down around you.
Heavy with Bad Year and Charcoal Black. That's off their latest album. They're going to be in Chicago on March 17th at G-Man's Tavern. And then they're going to be in Madison at the Majestic Theater for the Rock and Roll High School Tribute to Punk at the Majestic Theater. April 7th is the date for that show. That's going to be a pretty cool show at the Majestic. Still tunes on the way from Mescalis. We'll do some 94 Distortion and some Seasides. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, we got a packed show next week. Let me just pull up the calendar here. So next week on Maxime Carino, check this out. Chad Woodhall from Forward Coffee here in Madison, he's going to stop in and tell us about all the good coffee. Hopefully we'll have a coffee maker or a press or something like that here in the studio. We can have some coffee next Saturday night. That'd be fun. We're going to launch a new segment called the Local Venue Spotlight next week. Look for that. Terry Barr is going to sit down and have an interview with Irene Keegan Jr. Kelsey Miles is going to be live in the Devil's Lair. And then here on Max Inc. Heavy, Carbellion and the Faith Hills Have Eyes. So that's next week on Max Inc. Radio. Don't forget you hit the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us to get all the information about podcasts from the previous shows. All right, let's get into some classic punk here. Some Bacardi Type 35. What is this, like 100 years old or something like that? I don't know. It's great stuff. Wendy's doing a solo show sometime in Madison. I don't have the details in front of that. Maybe check that out. Probably at Mickey's. Bacardi Type 35 and Trish Dresser. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
it's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rock and roll. Whoa, 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 whoa. problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Ah, leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.